Yes, sir. Capitol Theater. It's nice to be home with you people, because, I mean, I told them the night before, I told them last night, I might as well tell you, I grew up about 10 minutes from here, if you want to call it growing up, you know, but I did the best I could with the available resources. I mean, we had some money, you know, we had, family members, we had silverware and dishes and all that kind of stuff, and let's see, we had a couple of books in the house, and we had, you know, a lot of psychotic Italian and Irish Catholic neighbors who were dropping babies faster than the daddies dropped bombs in the Second World War. There was four kids named Patrick and Dylan in my neighborhood, and there were bombs dropped on Ploeski, if you know what I mean. And nevertheless, life was good. Life was great. But the best thing about the whole thing is coming back here these last 3 days. And being with you all in this theater where we can, I can have the personal satisfaction presenting what has gotten to be the most slamming, the most outrageous, the finest by far Steely Dan band that we've ever run around the world with us. Yeah! Just stick with me, you'll see what I mean. And what we're gonna do, I'm gonna play it out for you. We're gonna play them all. We're gonna come strong with them all. They're gonna be hits. They're gonna be favorite songs. They're gonna be the best songs we wrote. They're gonna be the same ones that, you know, we all more or less remember. I mean, most of the people in the band more or less remember them. And it's gonna be good from soup to nuts, beginning to end. And by the end of that thing, you'll be walking out of here with your little bitty pretty one on your arm, and you're gonna feel like you was rode hard and put up wet as you go walking or driving or whatever it would be, back to the condo, back to the house in the country, back to the hovel on the Lower East Side, back to the horrors of, back to your trailer by the river. Doesn't matter, it's all the same, because that's not where it's at, folks. This is where it's at, just great music, great people, one night, a chance for us to create an evening that we'll all remember for a long, long time, and that's the truth. Now, the thing is, the rap is already getting a little long, so I'm going to just scoot ahead here and just say, jump on ahead and say, and there it was, under the sink, a bottle that had been long forgotten. The label had fallen off, there was dust all over it, and yet it was glowing with evil, alcoholic menace from within, like the devil's spore that it was. So I broke out the bottle and opened it up, the little bitty pretty one, was spicing up the limes and the salt and the whole thing, and we got a little, happened to have some shot glasses around, quite a few of them for a non-drinking family. We poured them out, and we knocked them back, and all that magic started to happen, and we realized we were feeling it all again. We were like having a flashback into the concert. Oh, and then a flashback into our lives back in the old days when all we had was music and love and sunshine and good times and a time to enjoy one another. And we didn't have any money, or we didn't have any BMWs. We didn't have any heartaches. We didn't have any headaches. We didn't need them, and that's when life was good. Am I right, folks? It was just that way. And as I'm going back to the bedroom with the little bitty pretty one, I'm thinking, well, why not? Why, it could be that way again. This could be the whole new thing. The old thing could be the new thing. All I gotta do is stop off at the liquor store on the way home from work, pick up a jug, and then I realize that I can't remember the name of that drink. I cannot remember the name of the drink from Mexico that just sent us into final orbit. And that being the case, it's going to be damn hard to get a bottle down at the liquor store or anywhere else. So what are you going to do? You've got to put your trust in the little bitty pretty one. Trust your wife, ladies and gentlemen. Ask for her help. Ask for her support. And, you know, it can't hurt. I mean, it can hurt, but only for a little while. But it might even work out. So I say, hey, baby, How about that Steely Dan concert? Oh, that was great. Wasn't that great? Hey, what do you call that drink we were just drinking? You know, that stuff from Mexico. We brought it back from our second honeymoon. We used to drink it in college. Hey, it's even mentioned in a hit song. What do you call it? What do they call it down there? What's the name of that goddamn drink?
Folks, and, nevertheless, we're going to be playing some songs for you. I'm sure you're going to know some of them. So sit back, relax, have a good time, and thanks for coming, y'all. Thank you. Thank you. you doing out there so far, y'all? That's good. Right now, we're going to do a piece from our album that was called Countdown to Ecstasy.
Take it, 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 take it
outstanding. Two against nature. Thank you. Now we're going to do a tune from Campaign to Ecstasy. That, of course, is from our album 2001, something like that, Two Against Nature. Yeah. Hey, ease up, dude. You're annoying the people around you.
Thank you.
Show. And trumpet solo by Michael Lenhart. Mike Lenhart.
Thank you.
Thank you. That featured our guitar section, Walter Becker, John Harrington, and our drummer, Mr. Keith Carlock. Keith Carlock. Thank you.
Turn that jungle music down. Just a Bye. Thank you.
You on the trombone. Michael and Harlan. Walt Weisskopf on the tenor sax. And my guy Roger Rosenberg on the baritone saxophone. Also our musical director, in case you didn't know. Please welcome Mr. John Perry. But first, some background. I don't know, I got out of high school, I went to this college, I think it's called College in New York State, right there in the Hudson, you know? And the thing I didn't realize for a while was that all the guys at the college, all the girls at the college, except for about five, were rich. I had a scholarship, you know, what the fuck did I know? And of those five, you know, indigent persons, there was this other, one other guy that I kept noticing who was also, like myself, both poor and a heavy smoker, which meant that he had to spend as much time as I did blowing cigarettes, which eventually became an organized enterprise. After lunch, stand outside of the cafeteria, just hit everybody as they came out, and on a good day, you could throw away the mentals. That's what we used to say. Throw away the cools. Throw away the, what are they called? Newports. Throw away the other mentals. All of which only goes to show. Please welcome this guy over here, Donald Fagen.
I love you. I will always remember every day to you. by John Harrison.
Thank you.
I heard somebody mention that this is the last show of the tour, and if that's true, then, you know, so be it, you know. But if it's true, then we got a few thank yous and some explaining we like to do, okay? To our crew. We want to bring our crew up here. We want you to see them all. They've done everything they could ever do for us, and I think they deserve a real big hand of applause. And thank you from all of us. So let's get the crew up here. Tell you what their names are. Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you their names. Now, by the way, I don't know if somebody is going to come forward, but these guys have some dental, you know, dental deficiencies, and we'd like to get them repaired if possible at no cost to anyone that we know. So if you'd like to help these poor, children of the gutter. Seriously, they're good folks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steely Dan 2014 show. Just by contrast, we're going to bring the band back on stage here. You're going to see the difference immediately, right? He's a better class people. Look at Freddie Washington. He's got a nice, beautiful instrument, well-dressed, great playing. He's got something that sparkles on the road. Look at the girls. Look at them. Look at those girls. Wow. Something. 7 DNA levels closer to heaven is what this band is. And where's the rest of the band? We got them all here? That's everybody? I thought it was a couple more guys.
Now, we left those guys in Dallas, I think.
I thought they were going to get off. No? Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Jam-a-Lot Forever After for y'all. Orchestra 2014. Thank you so much. You're the greatest. You are the greatest.
Never seen.